Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Omud Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're going to be finishing this beautiful siman Tof Resh Ayin Aleph, dealing with the halachos of Chanukah. And we are in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Mem Dalu, where we left off yesterday, four lines from the bottom of Kuf Lamed Tes Omud Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah reminds us that an Ovel is not allowed to daven at certain times, but he brings down, we read this yesterday, we'll read it again, Umispalu La'ovel B'Chanukah Mincha U'Mariv. We do allow the Ovel to daven on Chanukah, both at Mincha and at Mariv. However, the issue footnote number 75 brings down that by Shachris on Chanukah, Shekivin Sha'omim Bahalil, Ein Lo Avel Uspal Shachris Vnei HaTeva. We don't let the Avel daven by Shachris. Vafilum Lo Yomara Avel Halil El Odomacher. And to even switch, let the Avel daven until Halil, let somebody else daven. So it's brought down in Simon Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, in the name of the Vilna Gaon, Shein Lo Avel Uspal Shachris. That's not the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. You shouldn't do that. On the other hand, the Machtz Tashekel brings down, Shem Eina Avel Omer Es HaHalel El Odom Acher. If you do switch, have the Ovel daven Shachris, and somebody else daven Halel, technically Yochel Ovel Espal Shachris. So Machlok is between the Vilna Gaon and the Machtz Tashekel. V'yimein Acher Sheyispal, and if there's nobody else that can daven, so Kosev Shom Shel Kol Adios Mutal Ovel Espal Gaon Tzilus Musav. If there is no other chazen, sometimes you're in a community where there's only the Rav and Nebuch, the people aren't yet from, and they don't really know how to daven, you're trying to be makar of them, so the Rav is an Avil Nebuch, and he's only looking down, so he can even have a Musaf, not a problem. On the other hand, he does bring down even stricter opinions that say on any day that you don't say La Matzeach, or Elokeinu, Elokei Avoseinu, the preamble to taking out the Torah, on those days it's inappropriate for an Avil to daven for the Amud. And the Chanukah, we don't stay these, so therefore it would be inappropriate for the Avil to daven according to this opinion. So there are very many different opinions, each shul should follow its custom and its Rav. Mishnah continues. We did this yesterday as well. Ubetu ba'av and on Tu b'Shvat and Lamed Gimel ba'Omer. The less hallow, we don't say hallow. Then the Avos allowed to be mispal shachris gamkin according to the Mishnah Berurah. B'cholamoy. What about a cholamoy? This is new. The Hevik Yomtov, which has the halachic status of Yomtov in many ways. Manati l'formim laniach ha'avol espal mincha u'mariv. He brings out for the Prima Gadol that he wouldn't allow the Avos to daven even by mincha and mariv. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagav ve'ein odom yotzei b'nei rosh ha'beis hakneses. Even though a person is lighting the candles in shul, however, that is not the way he's going to be yotzei the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, and b'tzorach lazul hadlik beveso. Brings up in the Rivash that the person has to go home. He just made the bracha in shul. He just said all three brachas in shul on the first night of Chanukah. Nevertheless, he goes home and says all three brachas again at his own house. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Mem Hei explains, v'afilu ha'shliach tzibor sheberach beveso knesset tzorach lazul hadlik beveso. Nobody, not even the person who's lighting the candles, and certainly nobody who's listening, is yotzei the mitzvah with the candle lighting in shul. That's for pure pirsumi nisa purposes, but not the mitzvah of hadlakas neros Chanukah. The yesh chiyuv al kol echad lahadlik beveso. There is a separate chiyuv on every person to light in their own house. Mikol mokom lo yachzor lomar beveso b'chas shechiyanu in lo shemadlik lo tzi ishto v'neveso. However, he does point out that the shechiyanu that you said in shul, that could be yotzei for that person himself, unless he's going home and he has to say shechiyanu for his wife and his family, then he'd be allowed to repeat the shechiyanu again. The issue footnote number 76 brings down, since you're not yotzei in shul without locus beis haknesses, so the minchas yitzchak dayin weiss atzal brings down shelechora af katan shigil lechinuch shubar chiyuva vadloka nechsheves lagloka shel mitzvah yochol lahadlik beis haknesses. Even a young child can lighten the shul. Shari eino motzi es hatzibur. There is no being motzi the tzibur in this situation because there is no chova for any individual in the tzibur. And therefore, latam alavush shadloka beis haknesses he mishum ha'orchim shem labayis. However, according to the rationale of the lavush, that those orchim, those guests that don't have their own house and they are staying in the shul, then the katan would not be allowed to light for them. He also suggests that it's also possible that it's not covered at tzibur for a katan to write, and this is also the opinion of Rav Osner and the Shelus Chuz of Divri Yitziv, the Kleisenberger, both Zatzal. Now, Rav Yasha Zatzal says, Shekatun shehidlik beveis haknesses chayavim lechabos hesaneros ulachzor ulalikum bevracha. He says, if a young child lights it, you have to actually blow it out and have somebody else relight it with a bracha. And this is based upon the Levush. And included in this reasoning is that the mice of a katan aren't considered klum, they're not considered anything, and you have to be mafaris of the nes, and a katan can't do that. On the other hand, the Dishavut number 77, he brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that if a bachur were to light in the heichal of the yeshiva for the tzibur, in that situation, while he lechatchila was roy shiadik b'chedro, he should have lit in his own room, nevertheless, he would be yotzei in that situation. Kivin shekol mokom b'yeshiva, shura shol yishtamishbo, since he could use any part of the yeshiva, and that's considered, to a certain extent, his domicile as well, and therefore that hadlaka would be good. On the other hand, Rav Yashiv disagrees, and he says, sheni yotzei dechavos b'lokazu, he wouldn't fulfill his obligation, he would have to go back to his room and light, and that is also the opinion of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, shlita. The issue footnote number 78 brings down, why does the person who lit Shachianu and said Shachianu in shul not have to say Shachianu at home if he doesn't have his family? He says that because the bracha of Shachianu was Nesakno Gamal Hazman Shul Chanukah. It's also for Chanukah, not only for the lecht. And therefore, since he made the bracha already, Shuvein Yechol Lachzor L'Baruch. That's why he can't make a bracha again. In addition, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Tzatzal, and the Igros Moshe brings down, Hashem Nemar Shabircha Shechionu Nisach Negamal Azman Shal Chanukah. It's because we're going Gam Mishul HaMitzvah Tzarek L'Varach Shechionu. He says, wait a second. Okay, so it's for the general Chanukah, but it's also for the mitzvah. And he didn't make a Shechionu that was Yotzei for the mitzvah. And he brings a raya. We just learned from the sukkah that if a person made the Shechionu and then didn't eat yet in the sukkah, he has to make a separate Shechionu for eating in the sukkah. Any questions why you should not have to make a separate Shechionu here as well? And it's brought down from the Sefer Shelus Shuvah Zera Emes, Shabirchas Shasa Nisim was also on the Hadlaka and not on the Zman, and that's why he definitely has to make a Shasa Nisim when he gets to his house. What about the other way around? If a person first lit in his house, he made a Shachiyon in his house, he lit at the right time, and then he davened Marv later on, and they were lighting in Shul. So then the Shelus Shuvah Zera Emes says that he can make another Shachiyon there in the Shul because of the Tzibur, and this was the opinion of the Chazonish as well. What happens if everybody did this? The entire tzibur davened earlier, and now they all come back for a late marav. So the Kaf HaChaim brings down in the name of the Ben Ish Chai, She'en Levarach Pam Nosef Shechionu B'Veis HaKnesses. Then, since everybody already made the Shechionu, you should make an Ash Shechionu in Shul. This is also the opinion of Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal. The issue window 79 says, what happens if your wife and your children can make their own Shechionu? So again, the Sefer Zera Emes brings down, She'tov Yoser She'evoch B'Yatzim. It's preferable that they should make the Shechionu themselves rather than you make it for them. However, he says the Velt is Makel on this, and it's based upon the Pre-Chodesh who would allow it. Back to Ramah, the Noah, given the Gevesa Knesses, Mincha Marv. The minhag is to light the candles in shul between Davni Mincha and Marv. Mishbur explains in Sivkot Membav, wrote Shalomar, Afilu, even according to Anog, even those that light later, they light the Chanukah lift later on. Nevertheless, in the Besa Knesses, Noahim Achar Mincha, immediately after Mincha, Bishar Shalom Mikubatsim, when everybody's still gathered there, they go and light the shul Chanukah lift. Even though they're going to personally wait till Tzeis HaKachov at home. And to wait till after Marv to light then is not right. Because they all want to go home and light their own Chanukah, so therefore light earlier in Shul. Tishuv number 82 brings down another reason to light after Mincha in Shul from the Sheva Levi Zatzal, Kivin Shad Lokav Beis HaKnesses, Hidimim Lak Lokas Hamanoah Beis HaMikdash, because this is like the way they lit it in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash was lit right after the Talmud Shul Bein Harbayim, which is equivalent to Mincha. He also brings down that the minhag to light by Shachrus and Shuls is based upon Shelus Tshuvas Binyan Shlomo. Says Mitam Shzeh Shadlokas Neiros Chanukah BeBeis HaKnesses Ki Chadlokas Neiros Beis HaMikdash. Since they lit in the Beis HaMikdash, so too we do this, and it's based upon the Rambam Shemotzar Koin Baboker Es Neiros HaMenorah BeBeis HaMikdash Kavuyim. If they find that the candles did get extinguished overnight, they would light them in the morning. So therefore, the minhag is to go and light candles in Shul in the morning, albeit without a bracha. And this is the commonly accepted minhag, and this is because again Bisu Mei Nisa. Tishuv number 83 brings down, if after they daven mincha, everybody goes home, so Yashiv Zatzal says, you can still light after mincha. On the other hand, Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita said that if there are not a lot of people there at this time, it would be preferable to light right before Marv, when most of the tzibur is there, and you get more pisum and isa. If you daven mincha gedola, for example, was the minhag of the Chazon Ish, so you daven mincha as early as possible in the day, so then they would light the candles samuch l'marv. And this is true even if they daven marv very late at night. On the other hand, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down in the shul that davens mincha early and the daven marav later, yadiku bovas aneros kol bashkia, then they should light the candles before the shkia. Af im ein sham el tzibur muad, even if there's only a small number of people there, as long as there's a minyan. Vidatku lasos aneros gedolim, and they should then light long candles that will last a long time until the people daven marav. Even in Beis Medrash or Kol, where they first have a shir or there's learning before they daven marav, then in that situation, Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal says, Shein Tzorech Lihimona Miladik Bo Ad Samach L'Tfilas Arvus, then you don't have to wait till Marv to light the candles. You can light the candles as soon as the Tzibur is gathered there to learn. Again, not everybody agrees with this. Rav Yashiv Zatzal and Lahadli B'Chaim Chaim Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita say no. In that situation, wait till you're about to daven Marv to light the licht. The licht of a davening and not for just being in shul learning. Tishuv Numa 81 brings down in a shul that's like a minion factory, that there's a minion after a minion after a minion. So Rav Ozzer Zatzal, the Shevet Levi, brings down, Shein Lahadlik Bevrocha El Pam Achaz Bovat. Then you can light one time in that room, and each minion will continue to use those candles that are still lit. They don't have to light them separately and make a new bracha. Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal adds that if, however, the candles have gone out, then each minion can light it again, and with a bracha. The best etza brought down by Chaim Kanievsky Shlita is make sure that the first group that lights it puts in either a lot of oil or has very long candles, so this way this shaila doesn't come up and it will stay lit the entire, all the minyanim that are davening marav there. Back to the Rambam, the Rambam says, "Yesh no'agim l'hadlik be'erev Shabbos kol de'mincha." There are those that light the candles in the shul on Erev Shabbos before they daven mincha, not after davening mincha. And Mishnah brings down the Sivkot Mem Zayin. The can't cause of mashal. This is from the mashal as well. Abu Bedarki Moshe, the Rambam in his commentary, the Daki Moshe on tour, kasef she'en on an okim game. That's not our custom. Ela ap be'erev Shabbos malikim v'vesek neses be mincha ma'ari light after mincha. Obviously, you have to make sure that it's not yet Shabbos. B'shar sha'olam maschilin letzkabitz v'ikur b'smi nisa, because there'll be more people then, and there's more of a pierce of my nes. Ochein im olam misachim lebo, but if people come late, v'term shi'ovo minyan v'vesek neses kadosh yom. If it's going to be Shabbos, of course, lo yam them kad, then don't wait. Ela yivaruch v'yadlik miyad avi l'kol mincha, then light, even if you have to before mincha. Because it's still a Pesumin Nisa that people will see the candles lit. And they see the candles already lit. There'll be a Pesumin Nisa anyway. If they want to daven as soon as possible, after the Chazan has lit the first candle, they can do so. Let the Chazan, who's ever in charge of lighting the rest of the candles, continue to light the rest of the candles, and the Shliach Tzibur can start the daven. This is brought down from the Maril. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mem Ches tells us, only in this way. But preferably, the Chazan, who would be the one that started lighting it, should finish all the lighting, unless there's a tremendous rush. Then you let the Gabbai or the Shamish take over, and the Chazan can go and daven. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mem Tes, Yuchal HaShamish, the Bracha Chol Alo Echot Shehidlit, because the Bracha was on the first person who lit it, Tia Ikar, on the first candle, and it doesn't need a separate bracha, it doesn't need the same person. For the Meveso, the same thing in this house. If some pressing situation comes up where you started lighting and you lit the first one, you can give somebody else to light the rest of them. Somebody else can finish lighting the rest of the candles if that is a pressing situation and is required. Finally, we go to Siv Ches, the last Siv in this beautiful Simon. The Mechaber writes, if a chotzer, a courtyard, has two openings on two different sides, so let's say one on the north, one on the south, so then you have to light on both of them. Why? People are going to think, if they walk by on the northern side, they don't see you lit, they say, this guy doesn't light Chanukah licht. And it'll be a chashad, a suspicion on the person. We have the general concept, Unikim may Hashem umi Yisrael. It's not enough to know that Hashem knows that you're good. You want people who also think that you're a good person. The Mishnah explains in Sivkot Nun, same thing applies to the bais. He just wrote a chutz here, but the same thing would apply to a house that has, let's say, two doors on two different sides, north and south, so you have to light in both places, obviously only once with a bracha. The issue footnote number 86 brings down, if there's a Pesach on one side and a window on the other side, then it's not necessary to do this. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nun Aleph tells us, because people are going to say, they're going to assume, well, he didn't light on the northern side, he didn't light on the southern side as well. And even if all the houses in this chutzah belong to the same person, there's only one house in this chutzah, nevertheless, you have to light on both sides in order to make sure that there is no suspicion or casting aspersions upon this person's character. What happens if somebody's not at home? Does he have to have somebody light for him because it'll be a chashad that he's not lighting? So the issue footnote number 87 brings down, if it's nikar la'ovrim v'shavim, that nobody is living there, can go mishadakar leilich laboker etzel aviv o chosno chadom, if somebody known to be going away, so then Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, the Igros Moshe brings down, shenu chayv lahadik b'vesel min ha'chashad, then you don't have to be concerned that people are going to suspect that you don't light, because everybody's going to know that you're going to be away, and this is also the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. On the other hand, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, brings down, in the name of Chazonish, shemisha noseya b'shabbos l'choma v'chodom, if somebody is traveling to his in-laws, let's say for Shabbos, tzorach l'vakish v'achav sh'yadik b'vesim in chashad. No, you have to be concerned. People are going to walk by your house and not see any Chanukah lift. They're going to say, oh, this guy doesn't like Chanukah lift. So you should ask somebody to go and light for him. Albeit, the simple understanding of the Bir Halacha in Simon Tofresh Ayin Zayin disagrees with this idea. However, everybody agrees that if you put down the trisim in Eretz Yisrael, they have the trisim on the windows, and it's clear that nobody's there in the house, so then even the Chazonish would say, Shein Tzorach Lahadlik B'Bnei HaChashad. Everybody would know, nobody's home. If the trisim are down, obviously nobody is home, and therefore there is no Chashad concern. What happens if somebody lit the candles and then they went out? So in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tov Reish Ayin Gimel, we're going to learn, Shein Tzorach Lahadlik B'Bnei HaChashad. You don't have to go back and light them, because Hadlok Osei Mitzvah, you did the mitzvah already. But what about this concern for Chashad? People are going to walk by and say he doesn't like candles. So the Shelos Shuvas Shol Umeishiv brings down, you don't have to, because Haroa Shekavu Haneros Yachshav Shema Adayin Lohidlikum, because somebody walks by is going to see the candles in the window or in the street and that they're not lit, so he's going to assume that the person hasn't lit them yet. He's going to see the candles that are there, he'll say that he hasn't had a chance to light them yet. Likewise, he also adds that they'll see that every other night they light, so if on night four they went out early for whatever the reason, he's not going to be a chashad concern. And that's why he says it's different here. When the person's lighting only on the northern side, he doesn't light on the southern side. That's all 8 days he doesn't light on the southern side. That's why it's a chashad concern over there. On the other hand, the Beis HaLevi brings down, you should go back and light because of the chashad. And he says, Tzorich Iyun, Mistimas Aposkim, Shemashu She'en Chiyuv Kal Atzor La'adlikam, Afilu Bofen She'ish Chashad. He says, if there's a Chashad, why don't you have to go and relight them? And he's left with the Tzorich Iyun. Batim Chab, and Chab says, Yim Shnei HaPsochim B'ruach Echad, if the two entrances was on one side, they Mevais Echad, and they're in one house, so Dai Lo B'Echad Mehem, then you don't have to light in both of them. It's obvious that it's the same house, the same person, and if he lit in one, you don't have to light in the other. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nun Beis tells us, Hatam, the whole Chozu Lei She'ed B'Echad, because everybody can see he lit in one of them, and there's no Chashad. Omashalo L'Sheni, why does he light in the second one? Yaduan She'iro, Shemifnim, Hu Kibayis Echad. They'll know that inside it's really one house, and it's one person. Ushnei HaPsochim She'ech M'Leodim Echad, and these two entranceways belong to the same person. V'Dai L'Hadlik B'Mokum Echad, and obviously he only has light in one place. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nun Gimel adds, he says, Aval Imhem Bishnei Batim, but if it belongs to two separate houses, oh, Shabbais Echad Choluk Mitocho, or it's one house, but it's separated in between. So Aval Bishem Shalayodim Echad, even though it's one person, Sorch Lahadlik Bishneim, Bishum Chashad. Here, there is a concern of Chashad, and you have to lighten both of them. This is your footnote number 80. It says, when there is a concern of Chashad, Shev Shalismoch Aladlokos Kotten, Shigi Elchinoch, then you can put in one of the windows or one of the doorways the lighting of a child, and that will be fine. Again, we don't make a bracha when you're lighting for chashad, and in Dishah Foot number 88, he brings down many sources as to why this is the case, Ayin Sham. So again, back to the Mishnah Berurah, he said the reason there's a chashad over here is when there's two people living there, Shiyakshadu Shashtei Be'yadim Darim Sham, they'll think the two entranceways are there when it's two separate houses, or it's separated in between, they'll think it's two separate people, and one of them didn't light, V'yishmikilim V'yishmikilim Shayochim Yodim Echad. However, you can be Mekel if both of them clearly belong to one person. Finally, we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "I go avi madlik b'shnei psochim." If a person does light, in fact, on two different psochim, enam avarich rak b'echamim. As we pointed out, you only make a bracha on one of the two. Ubasheni madlik, you light there on the second one below bracha because it's only being lit because of a concern of chashad. It's brought down the name of the Ramah. Miu, he says, "Bizman hazeh." Nowadays, however, the din is different. Shekula madlikim b'fnim mamish. Everybody lights inside. Again, outside of Eretz Yisrael, the Ramah. There was no real Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael of any significance during the time of the Ramah, and therefore he's commenting on what the din was in Europe in Chutz La'aretz. So therefore, nowadays, and everybody, because of the goyim's the persecutions, they were lighting indoors. Ain hekel of Rosh Hashanah klal, and it's not for the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So therefore, the chashad concern doesn't exist. So he says, Afilu yesh lechotzer labayis habi psochem habi ruchos. He says, even if you have on the north, south, east, and west, a separate entranceway. Ain madlikim ela pamachas b'fnim, and the inside you only light one time. This is the Ramah's personal opinion. He says, look around. This is what people do. Nobody lights in multiple places because they didn't light outdoors. They only lit indoors, so you don't have to light by every inside doorway that you have because there is no chashad in that situation. Mishnah Berurah comments in Sivkot Nun Dalet, Hainu, Shebizman HaTor, during the days of the Tor, Haimadlikin Eitzel Pesach HaBayis MiBifnim, already in the times of the Tor, in the 1400s, 1500s, people were already lighting indoors. But you also Al-Koponim Heker LeOvrim. They would make some sort of a heker for the Ovrim. And there still was some concern of chashad because it was still recognizable somewhat on the outside. They lighten the window or somehow by the door that it could still be seen on the outside. So there was a heker for the ovrim, and if you didn't light in both places, there would be a concern. As opposed to in the time of the Ramah already, the only light on the inside, and we have no need to go make a heck of a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim for the people passing by. Therefore, the Ramah said, therefore, we're not concerned at all about this chashad nowadays. Finally, the issue footnote number 89 brings down. What about nowadays when people light outside in Eretz Yisrael? Baruch Hashem. That's Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, since some people still do light inside, even in Eretz Yisrael, the whole concern of chashad goes away because somebody walks by and says he didn't light on the outside. Mistami, he's one of those people that still lights on the inside. So therefore, even though this person lit on the outside, but when you're looking at the other side, for example, he lit on the outside in the north, and somebody's walking by in the south, so you'll assume that even though he may or may not know that he lit on the northern side, but he'll say, oh, this person on the southern side, Mistami, lights indoors. And therefore, there is no chashad and no chiyuv to light. And there's also the opinion of Rav Azza Zatzal and Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal. Shekim Shiv Zvanenu, Ein Mokam Hadlaka Shavalakulam. Not everybody lights outdoors. Vein Zman Hadlaka Shavalakulam. And likewise, not everybody lights at the same time. So even if you walk by a house and you don't see the candles lit, you'll assume the guy's lighting later or Mustami lighted earlier. And therefore, today, the din of Chashad doesn't really apply. Nevertheless, not everybody agrees. Rav Yashiv Zatzal says, Shebe Pesach Shiyesh Shchiv Hadlaka Mishum Chashad Gam Zmanenu. He says, if there is such a Pesach that has such a Chiyav because of Chashad, it applies even nowadays, as opposed to, he says, by a window, that doesn't apply nowadays, according to everybody. With this, we conclude this beautiful Siman Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, our first Siman in Hilchas Chanukah, and today's Shir.